5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Pardon the interruption, everyone. This is not going to be a new episode of the Illuminati Social Club because, I haven't recorded one yet. This instead is going to be an old episode from September of 2017. This was a conversation between Brent the Closet Geek, Brent Morris Morris, then only one Morris, about a very curious topic. And the reason I bring it up is because, well, it came up again in a conversation. I'm reposting it here. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 22, Jean Ray and Time Cube. Okay. Back to the episode. Welcome to a regular episode, or irregular episode, of the Illuminati Social Club. I'm your host, Alien Coffee Ground, coming to you from Parma, Ohio. And joining me today to talk about a very bizarre subject, which I don't understand, and nobody else does either. I have Brent, my partner in crime from the show hole, former Anger Corps co-host, which we're going to bring that back at some point.
Brent, I'm an Anger correspondent.
Oh, I like that.
See?
Up with names. You were the one who originally pointed me to this because I had been living in the dark on the internet for some reason.
It's absurd to me that you have never heard of Otis Eugene Ray's time cube theory. Because it feels like something that I've known since high school or something, and it just keeps popping up online.
Not to clarify, you've known of it since high school, not known exactly what it is, because reading this word
I've only
salad,
been trying to really wrap my head around it, recently. And it's difficult. You need to throw away a lot of reality.
pretty much like any other conspiracy theory.
Right, but I've seen it been the butt of jokes on the internet for 20 years.
So
or nearly.
Give us a rough summation of what Time Cube is.
So Time Cube is a couple things. It's a website that itself sort of is a certain style of website, and then described on the website very poorly and in a roundabout way is a bizarre alternate theory about how time works and how that relates to religion and different races and people who control the world. It's all very confusing. But so the website is it's not divided into pages or anything like that.
No.
It's a long scrolling screed in large font. In different colors. He changes the font frequently.
The color and the
way it's written is full of weird non sequiturs and random insults to religions and stuff and different races. And he's very much a segregationist, and it's difficult to wrap your head around, but it's been around forever, and he keeps updating it. I've been going through the archive.org copies of it, and there's different copies throughout the years. So he rewrote different new insanity.
It keeps
every
getting
couple
longer.
Of years. Oh, well, because he finds more evidence,
or he just gets further and further into his own insanity.
Right.
Apparently, Mr. Ray, he calls himself Dr. Jean Ray, but Mr. Jean Ray died in 2015 at the age of 87.
Yeah. So
this is according to Wikipedia. We'll get into Rational Wiki in a few seconds here. But
we just need an overarching subject here.
It was founded in 1997. This whole idea. He started how do you put it? He started blathering on about it in 1997, although I believe the archive.org only goes back to what year? 98, yeah, because I don't think archive.org started the Wayback Machine until around that time.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Or if they did, it was a voluntary submit your web page rather than them crawling the web for pages.
Yeah, I'm not very clear on the origins of archive.org. That's a whole other conspiracy. Neither. We can go into another day.
Hey, we love archive.org here.
Yeah, I know. Give them money. They support podcasting by hosting so many.
Yes, including all of mine.
See? I gotta use it more. Anyway, archive.org. Buy it today.
This podcast
is brought to you by archive.org.
The last archive of Time Cube was from January 12, 2016. And it is the longest and most insane version of this ever. I mean, it just keeps going and going and going. So,
yeah.
Basically what I see what I see it, he describes this 4 days in one rotation of the Earth.
Yes. So he basically, like a lot of conspiracy theories, takes weird metaphors and explanations for, you know, based on basic concepts that aren't actually like arbitrary concepts. And right. He basically has taken the idea of four corners of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sort of like if you imagine a plane going through the Earth divided into, you know, four like lines connecting at the corners or something like that. And that rotating through the Earth, each of those quadrants is where a simultaneous day takes place.
Hmm.
And there's no proof for it, and it's so unhinged from reality that it can't be disproven, and you can't disprove things anyway.
This fall, and we were talking about this before I started recording, but
right.
this falls under the gravest insult that anyone can receive in science.
Hit me.
His idea is not even wrong. And what that states is that there is no possible way to even test anything that he has said in order to prove it wrong. It can't be disproven.
Right. Like it's completely out of the realm of reality. Like you can't.
You can't
prove it wrong because it's so crazy that there's no way to even address it. Because if there's four simultaneous days and we can't ever get there, then what's going on? Yeah.
Which one am I living in?
Yeah. Oh, right. Because we're in different time zones. Yeah. How is that working?
I don't know.
We're not in different time zones, but
we're in different day zones or something.
Yeah.
Fuck,
this Time Cube thing is confusing. So yeah, there's a four-corner day. He has a lot in it about opposites somehow. And
belly buttons.
And belly button. What is that line? Belly button logic.
Belly button logic.
Yeah. And, like, those are one of the like non-sequitur lines that show up all throughout this. Now, it could very well be that this guy is, you know, just mentally ill. But if he's not, then it's a unique theory.
Well, it's not even a theory. It's not even a hypothesis.
How dare you insult?
No. It can't even be a hypothesis because, like I said, it can't even be tested. There is no test anywhere in this world that you could possibly prove it or disprove it.
Yeah, but
it's
we can't because we're the educated stupid and have been brought up
yes.
in the system, and we've been from what we've learned in school without knowing it, subliminally, you know, suppressed from even understanding it, that we just accept the shape of the earth as it's presented to us. Not, you know, we haven't flown around the earth. What do we know?
Your dirty lying teachers use only the midnight to midnight one day, ignoring three other days. Time not to foul already wrong Bible time. Lie that corrupts earth, you educated stupid fools.
Yeah, so he insults a lot of people.
That is literally one sentence out of this whole thing.
Yeah, but it's not the logic of Time Cube that interests me. It's the fact that it has endured on the internet. I mean, maybe less now, but I still see it as a punchline and a joke on Reddit here and there. Yeah. People still talk about Time Cube theory. That used to come up all the time. There would be some crackpot's website that would show up, and then you would basically rate it, you know, on some sort of 1-2 Time Cube scale. You're like, well, that's pretty nuts, but that's maybe like half a Time Cube.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even change fonts.
So what are some of what are some of the sites that actually follow, you know, this pattern, this strange oddity of, you know, Jean Ray?
I'm not sure where those people get together online. Like, there are people on YouTube that I've seen doing fairly trying to be rational documentaries about them, about it. And I can't, given the internet, I can't tell what is real and what's people just making fun of it. Because it's indistinguishable. A parody documentary of Time Cube theory is indistinguishable from a real one.
Just like one Time Cube day is indistinguishable from another one, or I don't know.
There's been academic papers written about it. Like, people have tried to take it seriously. He's made different like university visits to give speeches on Time Cube theory, and now I can't seem to remember or figure out where it was he went. Like MIT.
MIT. I think that was an open forum type of. Like, he wasn't invited to speak per se, but they had an open forum at MIT, and he went to the open forum and he spoke about it.
They made DVDs of his speech, so you can watch
Lovely.
Him try and explain to a bunch of university students how they've been taught wrong and don't even understand math properly because they don't know about Time Cube.
By the way, he did refer to himself on his own website as, ignores the cubic wisdom of wisest human and greatest thinker. Yes, he has referred to himself as wisest human and the greatest thinker.
Well, if you figured out how time actually works, like, you know, people revere Einstein. This guy, Einstein, was deluded. This guy deserves all the credit for figuring out how it actually works.
No. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's the fact that it combines so many different like conspiracy theories together.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not it doesn't, you know, fuck around.
Yeah, he uses
it's like racial theory and the conspiracy with religions and the people that run the world and teachers.
It's anti-Christian, it's anti-Semitic, it's racist, it's sexist. The only thing we don't know is it homophobic? Because he talks about queer, but nobody can figure out if he's talking about, you know, if he's using it as an epithet towards gay people, or if he's talking about it in the like dictionary definition of, you know, someone being odd or just different.
Yeah, it's, and his handling of the English language is so bizarre that it's difficult to analyze any of this. Oh man, it's so hard to read. I forgot that the background has like a slightly off, like wobbly grid paper.
Yeah, it has like a background. It's a graph paper with some twists in it.
Really, really fucks up your eyes
with
having to stare at this page to read it all. You get hypnotized. That's good on you, Ray.
Let's see. Educators are lying bastards. Negative one times negative one equals positive one is wrong. Actually, there are several proofs showing that negative one times negative one is in fact positive one.
That's way over my head. I can't do math.
Now he says that negative one times negative one equals negative one.
Well, that's, I mean, from what I've been forced to learn by the conspiracy driven by the teachers, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, this is, I am just like, because I introduced this to Stephanie the other night, and she was just like, she was dumbfounded. It was like, but it's one of those things you start like looking at it, and it's like you have to read more. You have to keep reading more. I'm gonna link to this, and we're gonna get a bunch of people lost in the time cube.
It's glorious. I mean, I haven't kept up with the. Those new modern day conspiracy theories, but when I was a teenager, this was the shit. Like I must have found this in like my senior year, and then shared it with a bunch of people. Was like, you have to see this. I don't even know what this is. It's just crazy. Oh man, I miss the internet that was like this.
By the way, and you're. I hear people out there wondering, time cube, you know, and it's four days in one rotation. Well, cube isn't a cube six sides. Well, teaching, this is according to Gene Ray and his wonderful idea. Six sides constitutes a sextet, not a cube. Teaching that a cube has six sides with no top and bottom induces an evil curse that pervades all academic institutions. Wow, that's pretty heavy.
Is he adding like a another dimension to it? Because there is a bottom and a top.
I have no idea. So what makes a cube is the fact that it's height, width, and depth. It has three dimensions. Whereas
they're trying
a square,
to hide that fourth one from you, man.
There is no fourth dimension.
The four-dimensional hypercube.
Those only exist in theory.
It depends on how you look at it, man. That's what they want you to think. Yeah,
this is...
It's next level batshit crazy, and...
Uh-huh.
You see some crazy shit on YouTube these days, but nothing as pure as Time Cube.
Dr. Jean Ray, Cubic and Wisest Human. It's throughout this entire manifesto, word salad. I don't even know what to call it.
It's just showing you the way, man. It's just a little push.
So, okay. The four-day cube disproves one-day God. Midday to midday equals a 24-hour day rotation. Sundown to sundown equals a 24-hour day rotation. Midnight to midnight equals a 24-hour day rotation. And sunup to sunup equals a... You get the idea.
Yep. So, as I stated before, that's like 96 hours.
It's a 96-hour... I mean, granted, we would all love more time. You know, I would love to work. I would love to work, you know, 8 hours a day and then come home and have, what, 88 hours to myself?
Yeah. Well, no, because it's... I think part of it, and this isn't clear, and none of it is that these days are almost happening in different realms, I guess, like not just time zones.
These four absolute simultaneous days proves the one day God, one day academia, one day religion, and the one day media to be erroneous, fictitious, and evil lies.
Right. So there's... basically four Earths combined onto Earth, I think. I think.
Education equates to a mass ice pick lobotomy.
Write that down, because that's a great comeback. that equals a ice pick lobotomy.
Ice pick lobotomy.
There we go.
So, yeah, this is...
we need to use that more.
And the problem is, what makes this so hard to read, and this, I've described other, like, speeches and stuff by certain political people as the same. When you see a transcript, but with this, when you're reading it, your mind automatically wants to fill in the blanks. Like, your mind is automatically skipping ahead and filling in what word comes next. And the problem is with this, you can't do that. Like, you're reading and it's like you're thinking something else is going to come up and it goes in this totally different direction. It's like what some people have described as like a schizophrenic's word salad. Which, yes, I keep going back to saying word salad because, well, first of all, I love that term. second of all, this is what it is. It's just this. He keeps repeating the same things over and over.
And it's not just that he had this lunatic theory. It's that he kept the website up for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the website stayed up till, what was it, 2016? Like, last year?
Yeah.
Like, it was up for that long?
Mm-hmm.
Since 97? That's dedication. I saw some comment thread on some article about Time Cube, and someone said that they had met him in the town, like, they lived in the same town, and he would, like, apparently stand outside the grocery store and hand out pamphlets before he even had a website. So he has been pushing this theory for a long time, and that is dedication.
No kidding.
You know, for all he says about teachers, he's a teacher himself.
Not a very good one.
Well, I mean, that's just what they...
Do you think you can get an A in his class?
Yeah.
I mean, just reading this...
No, you could do it. You got to make sure you underline it. You'd like lose marks for not enough colors. Mm. Like, I want to see that done, and I want at least 5 colors and font changes.
And none of them can be Comic Sans.
Yeah, because by the way, ruins the seriousness of it all.
By the way, Comic Sans is not used in this.
Oh, did you find a font analysis of Time Cube?
No, I'm just scrolling through the whole thing. I don't see Comic Sans. He does use Diploma Script.
Hmm. How does that affect the seriousness of it, you think?
I don't know, but he uses the word lobotomized quite a bit in this diatribe.
Not necessarily with ice picks?
No, not necessarily with ice picks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's... Oh, and sometimes... Sorry, I need to look away from the screen and blink because the fucking background. Sometimes the lines get, like... I forgot to mention everything is center aligned on the page.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sure to see it. And the line spacing sometimes, like, it gets... You're getting like five words on a line and the colors are changing in the middle of the sentence four or five times. And my eyes are fucking killing me right now, man.
I am going to definitely link to this because I think people just experience it. I mean, there's no.
Yeah. Time Cube needs to be felt.
Oh, it gives you a headache.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, ow. Seriously, my eyes are fucked up right now. I'm fine.
No problem at all. but yeah, this is, yeah, I remember seeing like a lot of websites like this. Just that constant, like, just constant text, no pages.
Well, it was the easiest possible thing that crackpots could do. You know, remember when every hosting or every internet connection came with a web host? And, like, everyone had a website. And if you had some lunatic idea in your journal, you could find an audience for it.
Oh, by the way, I'm wrong. There is a second page.
Yeah.
And it's more of the same.
There's multiple pages to this, dude.
It goes, it's probably only about half the length of the original, but there are images, like trying to describe the, you know, this Time Cube day, like on the midday line, it's there's a circle, there's a square arranged like north, south, east, west. The corners are at the cardinal directions.
Right.
The top says midday, and there's an X on it that says Socrates lives here. Midnight, which is to the south pole, you know, the south point. And there's an X on the line just above it that says Einstein lives here. Sun up, which is to the west, says Jesus lives here. And sun down says Clintons live here. Socrates, Einstein, Jesus, and Clintons.
That really covers all the important people in history, man.
He's
got it all covered.
Sure.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I would love to like find someone who has not necessarily like believes in it because I don't know if I can handle that, but talk to somebody who's like analyzed this and, you know, has some maybe some insight into the person who wrote it.
Yeah, well. There are academic articles that people have written trying to analyze it or describing the math of it. I've seen those online. So, I mean, like, they're done tongue in cheek because no one takes that seriously.
Right.
But if you pretend, then maybe you can describe it in some way or describe in technical terms why it's bunk. Yeah, scientists are fucking nerds.
Oh, yeah. I just don't. I don't understand. I mean,
well,
your own people will kill you to prevent this forbidden truth cube from ever being known. Socrates was killed to hide truth from public. One corner God is a fraud. Are you afraid to know?
Yes. Yes, I am afraid to know.
I know.
I feel bad for introducing people to this now. Because A, their eyes are going to hurt so much.
I mean, you could just copy. You could just copy and paste the text and into a text editor. You'll miss out on the wonderful colors and the font changes.
There's got to be an EPUB someone made of this on archive.org.
Apparently, there's an audio version of this. So it's like an hour. I think it's like an hour 50-minute YouTube video. It just says the Time Cube audio book.
Oh, sweet. If someone was reading it really well, tried to put some oomph into it.
It's probably Gene Ray. It's probably Gene Ray doing it himself.
Well, I don't know if I want to sit through that. I've heard some of his speeches. They is crazy.
I have not had the courage to sit through one of his speeches.
Are you worried that your brain will explode based on? Yes.
I work in
based
science.
On how you were taught. There's subliminal time bombs that were put in your mind so that when you start to understand time cube theory, you either dismiss it as stupid or it literally kills you.
Great.
So you don't have to understand it, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's a good thing. So
yeah, time cube theory. Check it out.
Or don't.
Oh, check it out. Just give it a quick scroll and then go, wow, this is fucking nuts, and leave it alone. I wish I didn't know this much about time cube theory. But this is what happens when you're a nerd on the internet growing up.
But you don't know that much.
I know. It's just sheer existence.
I don't think anyone knows what this is.
Not anymore, because the greatest thinker ascended to a different plane of existence. Not heaven. That's a lie from the one day God, but somewhere.
Apparently, and we're going to wrap this up pretty soon, but while there were earlier hints of Gene Ray's unsettling views on race relations, the racialist overtones of the time cube hypothesis, in quotes, became more explicit during Barack Obama's presidential campaign and presidency. A screed posted on the website's homepage during the 2008 campaign, but still visible as of late 2011, declares, "At the risk of my life, I must issue a grave warning to my fellow Americans about a potential civil war between millions if Obama, the black candidate, is elected president of the United States, displacing the white president, inducing America to become a black nation."
Well, because he wanted the races. He was also upset that he was mixed race, that he didn't want the races to mix, because that would remove all the races over time, and that was significant to him in some way, is all I can say about that.
Oh, yeah, this was this is kind of scary. I'm not going to read the rest of this, because
you're a quitter, but I respect it, because whew.
Yeah. Anyway, Brent, thank you for joining me on this.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a long time since I suggested this topic, and yes. Then I just sort of fucked off. So my apologies.
Yes. I just had to figure out how to put an explicit tag on this episode.
I didn't know we're not supposed to swear. You got to tell me these things.
No big deal. No big deal. Anyway, why don't you tell people where they can find you on the internet?
You can find me at Closet Geek Show on the Twitter and closetgeekshow.ca because I appear on different podcasts and I post them all there. So that's the one to follow. I'm on the Show Hole.
Yes.
And that's that.
And if we ever do it again, the Anger Core.
One day when life isn't painful in the news at a constant rate.
You could find me, as always, at AlienCG on Twitter. You could follow this podcast at Illuminati Pod on Twitter. You can find the website with the show notes at aliencg.com/ISC. And you could always download this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and any other podcast app or podcatcher of your choice. Have a wonderful time, everyone. I will talk to you again. And don't get stuck in just one day or something or whatever. I don't know. I have a headache. Goodbye.